Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
Let's talk about your life's mission, your life's purpose, what you're here to do. If you know what that is, phenomenal. That's incredible, and congratulations, because so few people will ever find that. But I also want to rattle it a little bit if you think you know what it is, and also make it okay if you don't know what it is. You know, there's this big myth that all of us have to have this one narrowly defined mission on the planet. And I'm not sure that that's so true. And if you track it back into the times of philosophy, or you track it back in times of more of the modern era, you start to see it really started to emerge as a big conversation really around that time when, you know, people were supposed to be apprentices in little villages. That time that really animated in the popular culture was when it was all about the Industrial Revolution. Figure out your niche, your skill, the thing that you're supposed to do. And I don't see that as relevant today, where you have so many people who are doing multiple passion projects that they're deeply engaged with, they find meaningful, they find fulfilling, and they're difficult to put on a business card as one thing. I actually believe that as cultures continue to become more developed, as the worldwide global sort of phenomenon happens of freelancers, of very flexible workplaces, and work ideas that we'll start to see more and more people getting away from this idea that they have to be one thing. You don't have to be or do just one thing. A lot of the great leaders, scientists, thought leaders of the past, they did lots of things. They had lots of goofy passions. Einstein didn't just do one thing. He actually had an incredible diversity of interests. So did Leonardo da Vinci, and so did Michelangelo, so does Bill Gates. I mean, come on, it's like very few people have just this one thing. They might become known for one thing, but as you see, the more wealth someone gets or the more influence they get, the more they tend to diverge out into multiple areas of interest that draw their passion. And it's hard to just find what's their one mission. Today, with so many opportunities, I think it's not about just one mission, because you're gonna have lots of missions that you go on in your life, but rather it's about finding messages that are important to you. You know, things that you say, I believe in that message and I'm gonna support it in every way I can. And I believe in this over here too. I'm gonna support it in every way that I can. And I believe in this project and I'm gonna support it in every way I can. It's important to have a diversity of interests and missions in life, I believe. But to those who say, no, that you gotta have this one thing. Brendan, I feel so lost and confused. I gotta have a thing. What's my thing? Well, here's some ideas for you. First and foremost, if you're looking for one defined mission in your life, make it this: to live the best quality of life that you can. And what that means is it's gonna be not just focusing on one thing, it's gonna look at your overall life. What do I mean by that? Well, when you think about your life, there's so many areas of your life, right? You've got your health, you've got your relationships, you've got your intimate relationship, if you have one, you've got your finances, you've got your spirituality and your practices, you've got your hobbies, you've got, you know, your ability to do something, to have a job or a career or mission or purpose. You've got all these 7 or 8 major areas of your life. I think that everyone's mission should be, how can I grow in each of those areas and live each of those areas by my own standards, by my own ambitions, contributing what I really desire in this area? How can I optimize my health? How can I optimize what I do during the day? How can I optimize my relationships? It's that idea that we can all grow and develop a greater level of self-mastery in all areas of our life. And I often tell people, if you start optimizing all the different areas of your life, the mission begins to emerge. Because what you'll have to go through to improve each of those areas of your life will start connecting you with new learning, new ideas, new mentors, new role models. And in that process, you'll start to see more things. Because you know what? It's hard to have a mission in life if you've never seen anything. So what I'm always telling high schoolers or college graduates, I'm like, go out and see stuff. See the world. Go explore a little bit. It's hard to say, well, here's what I'm supposed to do if you've never seen anything. So go try a bunch of different things. I would say also follow your interests. If you're deeply curious in your off hours, you're paying attention to photography, or you find yourself always so fascinated by this one topic, whether it's fashion or music or the arts, or whether it's geeking out and coding on cool stuff, it's like whatever it is that you're just passionately interested in, that interest might develop into a calling. That interest might be worth exploring. That might interest, like, go down the wormhole. Don't be scared of it. Be like, oh, wow, I'm interested in this for some reason. I wonder if I can do an internship on that. I wonder if I could get a job in that and really, or do something to earn some revenue doing something like that. Like, really get passionate about your interests. And as you do that, you'll start to find out what's really right for you. And sometimes after doing something right for you long enough and being rewarded for it, you say, this is my thing. This is what I'm supposed to do. I would share that last idea is that if you can free yourself at this point in your life to allow yourself to transition from one thing to another, you're more likely to find the mission. A lot of people never find the mission, if that really exists, because what ends up happening is they get stopped and blocked and stuck into doing one thing, and they're scared to transition. Those who tend to find their real mission, if you talk to them, they transitioned to a lot of different things. They had a lot of different interests, and they weren't scared to bounce from one job to another, one career or company to another, one passionate pursuit to another. In other words, they tried a lot of things. They had a lot of resilience and a lot of self-reliance in trying new things and bouncing back from those things that didn't work. And so if you just feel totally stuck and I just have no idea what I'm supposed to do, then what you're supposed to do is change. If you're at that place where you're just like, I'm so confused about what I'm supposed to do, you need to shift. You need to get into your heart, into your head, into your spirit and say, what would be something that would draw my passion right now? What could I be really interested in? And bounce, go to that thing, try that thing, really get into it, because if you're stuck, you're never gonna find it. Oh, and bonus idea for you. If you don't know what your mission is, you've pursued all your passions, you've gone down the wormhole of your interests, you've seen the world, and you still don't know what you're supposed to be doing, a simple thing. Ask how you can help. Sometimes we think we're gonna figure it out in some esoteric, amazing moment of, whoa, I found my calling or my passion. It, like someday you're gonna walk out the door and the piano purpose lands on you. It might not happen that way. You might not actually be able to figure out your mission or your purpose until you serve, until you help people. So on your personal journey to try and figure out what you're supposed to do, don't forget to stop and ask others, how can I help? Do you need anything? Sometimes in those moments of service and helping other people, we get our greatest levels of transformation and clarity. I hope that serves you, and I hope that you find a little piece of your own mission in this world, whether it's multiple missions, or it's one message, or multiple message, or it's one grand unifying thing that enlivens you every day. Whatever it is, once you feel like you have tastes of those, once you know you have some of those, follow them. Put your whole heart into it. Go at it with full excitement and engagement, and you'll start to have what we call the charged life. Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brendan Burchard, and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just
503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.